While Psalm 117 appears every Easter Sunday, it's always been a call to the community to give thanks and celebrate God's steadfast love. So it's especially appropriate for all our Easter celebrations, and especially on Mercy Sunday. Our liturgy selects 5 of the 29 verses in the whole psalm, a song which focuses on God, repeating the divine name 28 times. The psalm was originally a song of the community as it made a joyful procession through the temple gates on a great feast day, probably the Feast of Tabernacles. In Jewish subsequent practice, the psalm, being one of the Hallel psalms, was sung at the end of the Passover meal, after the fourth cup of celebratory wine. It is used in all 4 Gospels and would have been sung by Jesus and the disciples on the way to Gethsemane after the Last Supper, but our Easter setting is one that celebrates the ultimate victory of the risen Jesus. That cornerstone refers to the block of stone that held together at right angles the walls of the building. If it was flawed, then the whole building would be unsteady. How strange, then, that a rejected one was used. Isaiah in 28:16 saw in the remnant of returning exiles an amazing act of God for the renewal of Israel through these little ones. They had been rejected into exile and were now returning to be the stones that would rebuild Israel. Jesus uses this verse in the Passion narratives and elsewhere. He will be rejected, but return in victory over death. In the letter to the Ephesians, this rejected stone is the one that holds the whole church together. Our weekend liturgy surrounds this psalm of rejoicing with apostles. In Acts, the first reading, people gather for healing through Peter. And in the Gospel, the risen Lord, the cornerstone of redemption, appears to doubting Thomas, who will eventually acknowledge him as Lord and God. Let's rejoice and be glad, as the psalm says, for the Lord is risen indeed.